WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has a review of a new album of Duke Ellington compositions, with Duke's son Mercer conducting the Duke Ellington Orchestra. The album features some of Ellington's best-known songs, recorded with state-of-the-art technology.
Digital Duke, a new release on GRP Records, is the jazz version of what the Hollywood wags call high concept. High concept is what you have when the reasons for making a movie and the strategy for marketing it are one and the same. So how is Digital Duke high concept? Well, consider the title. It's the album's strongest selling point. Digital Duke, Duke Ellington's greatest hits and state-of-the-art 32-track digital sound. Never mind that it's debatable whether 32-track recording is the ideal method for capturing the sound of a 15-piece big band. This is an album tailor-made for the new breed of jazz audiophile, spawned by the conjugation of digital sound and the compact disc. Is the album any good? Yes, very. The Duke Ellington Orchestra, under the direction of Ellington's son Mercer, remains a splendid big band, and needless to say, Duke left Mercer the best of all possible repertoires. For this album, Mercer Ellington has welcomed back such distinguished Ellington alumni as trumpeter Clark Terry, trombonist Britt Woodman, and drummer Louis Belson. Mercer has also loaded the orchestra with a dazzling array of guest soloists, including pianist Roland Hanna, clarinetist Eddie Daniels, and tenor saxophonist Branford Marsalis. There are fine interpretations of Satin Doll, Cottontail, Prelude to a Kiss, Perdido, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, and Take the A-Train, to say nothing of the four bonus tracks included only on the compact disc. So Digital Duke is an excellent record on its own terms, but does it succeed in conjuring up Duke Ellington? That's a thorny question, and I'll answer it by saying this. The only track that really takes off is a blues that Duke Ellington originally titled Slammer in D-flat. The liner notes reveal that Ellington recorded it under that title, but that the session was never released. Mercer Ellington renamed it 22 Cent Stomp last year when the U.S. Post Office issued a commemorative stamp bearing his father's likeness. I think this track owes a great deal of its charm to the opening solos by Roland Hanna and Clark Terry, which we're going to hear, and to the solos that follow by trombonist Al Gray and trumpeter Barry Lee Hall, which we won't have time for. But an even greater factor in the success of 22 Cent Stomp might be the absence of a definitive interpretation by the composer to measure it against. Thank you. 22-Cent Stomp by the Duke Ellington Orchestra, conducted by Mercer Ellington, from the album Digital Duke, an album I'm extremely ambivalent about. On the one hand, Digital Duke is an album that one can listen to with pleasure from start to finish, and those are becoming extremely rare. But the album says something about Ellington that everybody already knows, that he was a great songwriter and bandleader. What needs saying is that he was also Charles Ives' only serious competition as the greatest 20th century American composer. Since Ellington's death in 1974, Mercer Ellington has conducted many of his father's longer works and valiantly blown the cobwebs off of the three-minute masterpieces that Duke recorded in the 20s and 30s and neglected in later years. But record companies invariably want new versions of Ellington's greatest hits when they bring Mercer and the band into the studio. In a nutshell, that's my problem with Digital Duke. It gives us luxurious new versions of songs every devoted jazz fan already knows by heart. But with so much essential Ellington in danger of falling by the wayside, new versions of Satin Doll and Take the A-Train are luxuries we can live without.
Jazz critic Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He writes about jazz for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Digital Duke with Mercer Ellington conducting the Duke Ellington Orchestra.